Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, today, the EFF specifically and ATM are going to a constitutional court regarding Pala Pala.
Okay.
I don't necessarily want to speak about that case per se. Mm-hmm. Instead, I want to speak about the former Speaker of the House, Nosiviwe
Umama,
who's now also in court herself.
Yes.
And what she said a few days ago, I think it was on Friday, if not Saturday, she said she feels like she opened up a can of worms with the Pala Pala inquiry. And as a result, she feels like she's now being punished. So the things that she's going through now are as a result of those actions. Simply put, she believes that the ANC would have kept under the rug her skeletons, which I guess the inference is that they knew about this all along, and they only brought it up when she put the heat on the president.
I don't agree with her. And the reason I don't agree with her is because Pala Pala made headlines. Mm-hmm. So there was pressure on something to happen with regards to this case, right? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you did what the entire country expected you to do. Mm-hmm. So I truly do not think that that would have been the reason that her small nyana skeletons would have come out. I also, sometimes I get bothered by the fact that you all have smolanyana skeletons. You do whatever it is that you do. And then when something goes wrong, instead of you taking accountability for your own actions, you almost want to scapegoat and say, it's because I touched Sizwe on his studio that I am going through this, as opposed to saying, listen,
it's because I took a 5 million rand bribe.
I mean, so I don't agree with her.
I will say this, right? And people actually joked about this as it was happening. Mambalega Mbete used to rule with a very, very, very iron fist, a strong fist there. Mm-hmm. She didn't play around. She would kick matters out immediately, whether constitutionally or otherwise. Sometimes people would have to go to court to force her to do something.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what she's alluding to, that she was...
She didn't toe party lines.
Yeah. She didn't take much convincing to go, okay, fine, let's have an inquiry.
No, but I just don't understand how she's comfortable to actually express that the reason that she finds herself going through what she's going through is because she decided to allow that process to take place. Because there can be no sympathy for people like her, because constantly we hear politicians say that every time they're caught or are found to have been or are suspected of any wrongdoing, they want to speak of a third hand or a third force. And honestly, it's tired now. Even if there is a conspiracy or there was an attempt to punish you for whatever conduct, are you guilty or not? Mm-hmm. Let's never conflate issues or allow ourselves to have two conversations at the same time. That maybe you are punished, but also let's deal with whether you are guilty or not.
To me, it sounds like an admission of guilt, because she's not saying, hey, I didn't commit these crimes. She's saying, no, it's a witch hunt. Okay, let's say it is a witch hunt, but did you commit the crimes or not? And I feel like that's what's more important. And if it is a witch hunt and you're clean and innocent, then let it be. You know, see the whole course of it, then you'll be found innocent, clearly.
So it's actually, it's more damning than that. I'm not looking at her in this. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the bigger fish.
Yeah.
She is guilty. There's evidence she took the money.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
What this actually... Yo, there's no two ways about it.
No. We're still awaiting the process how sees we.
There's evidence in Malisa Tile. Now, that's the evidence that you're waiting for. But it's common cause. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what this thing, though, alludes to, right, is the fact that there is something to be answerable for on the president's part. That's what should concern everybody. Because really, if I come here and I say, Saul is on a witch hunt against me, and then, as a result, I'm being punished because I exposed something that Saul did. Why would Saul want to punish me if he felt like he was innocent? What's there to punish me about?
Or maybe because you brought unwanted heat on me. Let's say I'm innocent.
Yeah, but let me tell you, if it's unwanted, so let me tell you, you know, the beautiful thing about being innocent, you can bring all the heat you want, bro.
That's true.
All the heat you want when you're innocent. You can just go, yeah, fine. Take a look. And then everybody's like, ah, sharp, sharp, sharp. Just last week, the MK asked some very tough questions in Parliament regarding Palapala. The first one was about a breach of constitutional duty on the president's behalf. The second one was because Palapala is formed under a CC, a closed corporation. They no longer make those now, but back in the day, you could form something called a closed corporation, up to 10 members, limited liability, but the member, for example, stands in part of the corporation. So essentially, if you want to sue the corporation, the person who's in charge of the wrongdoing would be any one of the members, right? And they asked the question, since President Cyril Ramaphosa is a sole member of that closed corporation at Palapala, if Palapala was found to have done wrongdoing in the transaction, as was reported, right, in the findings, then why is the president not answering again as a sole member of the CC?
Because we had the public protector who said, in as much as he's a sole member, he's not necessarily employed by Palapala. You remember that whole debate?
But that's the nonsense right there.
He works. It is the report.
That's
the
nonsense, report guys. Came out. You are literally the sole member. Sole. Sole. It's like somebody saying a director, for example, of a company is not to be blamed for malfeasance that the company commits. King laws are very clear about that. Very, very, very clear. Fiduciary responsibility lies on the director.
It was a big debate, but nevertheless, the debate was won, or at least the Chapter 9 institution won the day.
It wasn't won. People just set it under the rug again. The public protector, we are better. And then the third question that they asked, which was also a very good question, was when it comes to this particular transaction, which we're told was not completed, right?
Yeah.
Then what were the dollars doing there? Because the transaction is not completed.
True.
What are the dollars doing there?
And I guess that has been the bigger question, because at some point, remember, he said he will pay back the money.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so you're paying back the money, but why did you receive the money in the first place? Why did you keep the money and in dollar form under a
undeclared dollars, by the way?
Because he was away, remember? There was the manager of the farm who was the one that, well, started the transaction. And so because the president was away, and this was actually a supervisor, I believe, the real manager was also away. So he's the one that then felt, perhaps I need to take it to the president's compound or house. And that's
then
where
we fell apart with couch.
Yes.
Of all places.
Because he felt that at the safe, everybody had access to the keys to the safe. So he then said, I don't think anybody will come into the president's room. And specifically his couches. So it was his wisdom. And this is according to the report.
But which is all fine. No, wait, it's fine. No, wait. Wait, important. It's fine. Let's say I believe all of that. I'm not kidding, Amina. I believe that story. Fine. I believe it. But the point of the matter is, I'm just speaking on facts. There are now undeclared dollars in your possession with no transaction.
Yeah.
Clear case of money laundering. Clear.
Yep.
And then SARS and the SOB come out and they say there's none to answer for. Those are three questions that NK raised. And these are things that Funeng Mpela Bandla, IE Constitutional Court Lendao, ask isizwe kahle, because I don't understand.
But it might be academic. I'm thinking at this point that whatever the outcome might be, it might not be applied retrospectively, because to a certain extent, the EFF wants to know if they, as the ANC, could use their parliamentary majority
to squash a report.
Mm. So if it is found that in future, because we don't have parliamentary supremacy, but constitutional supremacy now, unlike apartheid era times, that in future you will not be allowed to just arbitrarily do that just because you have the majority. Mm. You will have to give sensible reasons as to why you're squashing a report.
Well, if you remember, something similar did happen in the Zuma administration, right? Where a matter was taken to the Constitutional Court and Parliament was found to have acted in a way that's not in accordance with the Constitution, right? Now, the Constitutional Court couldn't dictate to Parliament how to fix that, but they're just like, hey, take this matter back to Parliament. And then as Parliament, you guys must act in accordance with the Constitution. So that's what I suspect is going to happen here. And then if this matter goes back to a vote, then it just depends on whether the DA supports him or not. Because if they don't, Ziyakal.
Yeah, interesting times, eh?
Ziyakal. Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are.
Ah, that's usually this thing. Uzuma is the one behind the Palafan.
Eh?
So as much as he wanted to Ramaphosa down, so he used all the resources to take him down. So in the Palapala, all Buzuma Boing, everybody, the ANC, they knew long time ago Nyendabe Palapala. So this was a return by Zuma from this guy or former correctional service that opened the case because he was trying to try to take down Ramaphosa. So Omamanje, I couldn't call him Ayonji.
Arthur Fraser, you mean? Okay, I hear what you're saying, but now how did Zuma force President Cyril Ramaphosa to do a transaction in dollars? And then how did he force President Cyril Ramaphosa's employees to hide their money in the couch? I don't get that part. This is the same scapegoating we're talking about now, right? It's like if I get caught stealing and then Saul knows and then I go, Saul forced me. How did he force me to go steal? Because if I hadn't stolen, so I wouldn't have anything on me. Do you see what I mean? That's the part I don't get.
Hey, banana. It sounds like Mfundo was there. Hey, information again. Or who decided to put the money in the couch because what safe? Banana. I'm Mfundo. Mm-hmm. Help.
But she's going on testimonies. Yes. It's not like she was there. How?
Hey, Nani. It's in the report.
Hey, Nani.
Hey. Yena nje inkinga yakhe ukuthi ukhohlwe the one simple principle ukuthi awusilumi isandla esikuphakelayo. The Palapala matter was already out. Ngabe wayiyeka yazigainile momentum through the media. Manje yena wafaka ipetroli emlilweni vele ovuthayo. Yabo manje she's facing the consequences. Ngento engekho ngokufuna ukuba yihero. Hayi akasijayivele isiginqi sakhe.
Wow.
Yeah, well, let us know what your thoughts are.
I completely agree with her. You know, currently in the ANC, all the wrongdoing people are doing what we call a stand me car, covering for each other, dragging in even their families to make sure that whatever scandal, whatever wrongdoing they've done, it's covered up. If they fail to kill a person for exposing the scandal, they cover up and isolate that person. My family is a victim of that. Mind you, we're not even in the political runner positions. We're just ordinary human beings who noted MECs as managers in our own spaces who have done us wrong. My daughter has lost on education. I've lost on my job because of it was in the way of exposing what these individuals or office bearers of the ANC are doing wrong. I completely agree with Mam Nosebue Mapisa Ngakula.
Yes, as a son, we live in South Africa. Yabona lengo maleti. Angoba sengehlule ngithelele poison ngife. Ngoba sekuzanywe konke ngithelele poison ngife. Hey! Uramaphosa ingoma emfanelayo lena ngoba senziwe iphukuphuku kakhulu la. Wahamba thina wasivalela endlini nge-COVID. Yena ubhizi uzingela nabantu abantshontsha imali engekho emthethweni kwakhona la e-South Africa. Ayi ayikhale sizwe, hey, ayikhale.
Ish.
The thing is very simple. It starts with the president, the powers that the president has of employing everyone. But there is nothing that can happen to him for now. I think this Palapala thing, as soon as his term ends, that's where we will find out what really happened. And that's where I think he'll be held accountable. But right now, who's going to hold him accountable? I mean, the people that are supposed to be holding him accountable are the people that he employs. So basically, you can be fired, you can get fired even before you just get to go and arrest.
Well, I mean, so let's just fix the wording. Not necessarily employs, but appoints. And you are correct. Even though, for example, it's a Chapter 9 institution, the public protector is appointed by the president. And if you remember correctly, the former public protector was also suspended by the president while still investigating this matter. So you're 100% correct about that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.